Luke chapter 22. Verses 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Amen. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. Sifting take place for separation. And the reason the devil comes to sift you is to separate you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we have an enemy, let's not forget that. He tries to separate you from your prayer life. Tries to separate you from the word of the Lord. Tries to separate you from divine relationship which God has put together in your life. Tries to sift you, that means to separate you. But we don't need to give into that. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The reason being that your faith would be diminished. And that your faith wouldn't be alive and active for God. Sometimes when you look at the church, and when you remember some of the prophecies which God has spoken, the Bible says in the last times, before Jesus comes, the love of many will grow cold because of iniquity. We are living in a time when the enemy will do everything in its ranks to make sure that you and me, we get under the power of sin from which we were delivered. He would try everything to make sure that we would begin to compromise little by little by little by little on the word of God, on a relationship with the Lord. We would compromise, we would compromise, we would compromise. And comes to a state, suddenly you realize your life is empty, your heart is empty. No longer are you on fire for God. No longer do you have the faith that is tangible. You just have the talk, but you don't have the walk. Suddenly you find you don't know where you're going, what's happening. You don't have faith. And sometimes it is very crushing in the heart to see when you walk into a church or into a place to minister, there are people who sit there as believers, people who sit there as people who know the word, who sit there and you suddenly look at their lives and you know that once upon a time they had fire, they had enthusiasm within them. But suddenly it is lost and they're just sitting there, they're just going through the motions. They're there because somewhere inside of them there's a guilty voice that is speaking to them, go, 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 go. And they walk into there and they sit there hoping it'll get over when they can move out of that place fast. But let me tell you, there is hope for you. We can make it back. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Here the word of the Lord says, he comes to sift you as wheat. Separate. The sifting is to separate the grain from the wheat. From the chaff. To separate the grain. For a separation. But you and me becoming aware of God's word, becoming aware under the instruction of the word, we can take into a time where you can be people who will watch, be sober. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes you come and you just want the preacher to preach something that will not scare you, that will not get you to a deeper commitment, that will not expose you sometimes. And you get there, you sit there, hoping to hear something nice, something interesting, get back and go. But I was praying and I was crying to the Lord and said, Lord, I want to see real manifestation where people are completely released and set free from their bonds. To curse the tree by the roots, that which is unfruitful. There are areas in your life that you find that are being unfruitful. When you look at the outwards, you don't curse the tree, you curse the root that is causing you to be unfruitful. Amen. Amen. So you can have fruit in your life. And that's why I believe that next week's fasting and prayer is important. We're having 3 days of fasting and prayer to come into the presence of the Lord, to seek His face afresh. And say, Lord, I understand that I've been areas in my life that has been sifted. And I just want to walk through. I am not sure whether I am ready if you come back in great glory. And I want to be. So help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord. Help me to get back to that real heart-to-heart communion with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. To have the tangible faith inside of our life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we're looking through some of the word of the Lord, and I just took that one scripture as a warning, so that sometimes it is important that the congregation is warned. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Watchmen, watchmen, watch of the night. Sometimes the watchman has to cry forth and declare the word. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's be sober. Amen. And let's our hearts be open. Amen. Let's say, Lord, I want to go forward. Anybody here with that kind of desire? Just not a message, Lord, but speaking to my heart. Amen. See, the Bible speaks about the devil in the last times being active. On one side, he's active. On the other side, the Holy Ghost is active. I like to get under the active movement of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. On one side, he's trying to seduce people to believe empty lies and walk away from truth. On the other side is the Spirit of God raising up young men and women to be on fire for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I want to be in the Holy Ghost ministry. I want to be under the covering of the Holy Spirit to make sure that I'm covered under the blood, that I've kept my faith, I've finished the fight and won it, and finished the course that God has kept for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you know that when you look backward, there's nothing back in for you? The only way you can go is go forward. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is nothing in your past that can help you. That's why you came to the Lord. Amen. You left your empty, futile ways of religion even to have a personal relationship with Jesus. Why? Because you knew that religion could not save you. Religion could not set you free. So don't think of going back. Don't think of looking back. Say, Lord, I'm going to look to you. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to look to you and walk with you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we want to get in the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So let's open the Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter. I'm just going to share a few thoughts and a few inspirations. That's all. Amen. Which the Spirit of God wants me to utter out today. And if your hearts are open and ready for the word will fall on good hearts. Amen. God is not going to drag anyone to heaven. He's not going to inject his word into you forcefully. As long as you're receptive, open, and saying, Lord, I'm ready, I'm willing, please speak to me, God will speak to you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Acts of the Apostles, the first chapter. And the 8th verse. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the very ends of the earth. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. You shall receive power. Now when you listen to a new teaching, now when you go to church, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Amen. Hallelujah. And you shall be witnesses to Jesus to the very ends of the earth. Amen. Resurrective power working inside of you. Holy Ghost presence working inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You like to have Holy Ghost Spirit power inside of you? Amen. See, that is all they had when Jesus left them. Was a promise. Hear that? When you look at the Word of God, Jesus called personally Peter, John, and all them, the disciples. He taught them. He taught them. He spent time with them, fellowship with them. It's beautiful, wonderful. But what is amazing is when after his death and after his resurrection, when he ascended into heaven, all that he gave the disciples was a promise. With the Roman Empire trying to kill them off, with the Jewish leaders trying to finish them off, with the whole Gentile nation against them. Oh boy, they had the whole world against them. And all they had at that time was a promise to hold on to. No details, no plans, no specifics. If you're a very reasonable man and a very intellectual man who's got balance in your life, you'd say, Lord, give me some specifics. How long? When? When will the Spirit of God come? What should we do? You're leaving us, you're departing to be with the Father. You're leaving us here. We have stepped out for you with our own faith. And the whole world is against us. We do not know what is happening to us. We do not know what's happening outside of us and inside of us. Give us some specifics. Give us some details. Chalk out some plans for us. How we have to go about with our ministry and with our lives. Anybody sitting here with that kind of thought? Amen. Hallelujah. So you wouldn't need faith if you really have one thing. And sometimes God doesn't give us the specifics. All that He gives us is a word from heaven. Amen. And the devil knows if he can steal that word away, then you are left with nothing. And you say, hey, what's going to happen? Look, all problems around me. I'm being tempted inside, struggling outside. Either the deceiver will come, the love of many will grow cold. Those who have held the second coming on when Jesus spoke it from the Mount of Olives, they'll say, oh my God, is it already happening? We don't want to be left behind. But you need to hold on to the promise no matter what's happening in your life. The reason the devil comes to sift you and take the word away from your life is no, he knows if you let go of the word, then you have no faith. Are you with me? Amen. All that you have at that time is to look to yourself. When there is no more word inside of you, all that you can do is look to yourself, look to your problems, and look for help somewhere around. With nothing there. But when you have the word of promise upon your life, there's something for you to hold on to. I don't know what's happening with your life. In Acts 28 and verse 31 it says, Paul stayed in a rented house in Rome for 2 years and he spoke the word of the Lord unhindered, without any hindrance. Amen. In Acts 28, 31 says, he ministered the word without any hindrance. But all through Acts you find problems and things that are hindering the word of God in his life and working through him. Amen. And one of the problems in Acts 1 was this. But Jesus, to whom they could reach out to at every time, is no longer there in the flesh. He is with the Father in heaven. And the period where Jesus left to be with the Father and the time when the Lord has not showed up, the Holy Ghost has not showed up, that time, can you imagine? Today, at least, the Spirit of God is here on earth. If you cannot see Him operate in your life, you can go and visit the pastor of Joshua generation. You can see the Holy Ghost operating in his life. Amen. Something to give you a hope. Amen. Hallelujah. But they had nothing like that. All they had was a promise. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost in heaven. The Holy Ghost has not shown up. No plans, no agendas, no books to refer to. It's a very scary time, if you know what I'm speaking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's enough to depress you. Are you with me? Let's look to Psalms 42. Psalms 42, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul longs for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me, for I used to go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with a voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept a pilgrim feast. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. I like those holy yets. Amen. For I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See, this is a psalm which the psalmist is writing. At one time, the psalmist was ministering in the temples of Jerusalem. And now he is far away from Jerusalem. And he's out there in the land of Jordan from the heights of Hermon. That's what the Bible says there in the sixth verse. Far away from Jerusalem. And he's remembering at one time how he used to minister to the Lord. Can you imagine that? Anybody here who once ministered for the Lord, and now you find that you're not ministering for the Lord, and you are in that position where you are expecting a fresh revival fire to fall upon you. See, the disciples had ministered with the Lord and for the Lord. At one time they had ministered. They had cast out the devil, healed the sick, preached the good news. They had gone from house to house and from city to city and from village to village declaring the word. Now Jesus has taken up the whole world against them. They are there in Jerusalem, but just maybe desiring and hoping, oh, once we used to minister, demons were subject to us. Oh, we know our names were in heaven, but nothing more. No more ministry now. And just wishing and hoping. That's enough to depress them. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. See, what's the psalmist doing at that point? The psalmist is saying, the nations are saying, where is your God? And he's just crying. And the fourth verse says, when I remember these things, I pour out my soul within me. Are you with me? He's speaking to himself and pouring out his soul. He's talking and saying, maybe things will change. Yeah, the Lord might do some things for us. Things might change. Have you ever talked to yourself? Anybody here? Amen. When you're feeling any discouraged and depressed, when things are not going the way that you like it to go, you walk by yourself, and maybe things might change. Whew. What's happening with my life? You're trouble inside of you, and you're thinking, and 100 million voices inside of you, speaking to yourself. Well, the psalmist is going through that. I once used to minister for God, now nothing more happening. Will God ever use me again? What's going to happen with my life? Will I again visit Jerusalem? Will I again minister in Jerusalem? Thinking to himself, talking it over, walking about, And still he is feeling depression. He said, why are you cast down, oh my soul? Why are you cast down? Why are you cast down? Then he got the key. He's saying in the fifth verse, he's saying to the soul, I shall yet hope in God. Amen? He's speaking to his own soul, but the key is in the sixth verse. He is knowing the self-talk won't help him. So he's saying, oh my God, my soul is cast down. He knows that speaking to himself is not going to help him. So he's going to create maybe a hope that is of the flesh for some time. It might be good and needed. But he's saying, listen, more than the self-talk, I better start speaking to God again. I better be truthful to the Lord. I better tell him what I really feel deep within. Oh, I do not know whether my ministry is over. I do not know whether I will ever go forward, whether God will ever use me again. I am not sure whether the Holy Ghost will even show up in my life. But Lord, let me pour out my soul into your hands. Hallelujah. Some of you who are going through a time in Acts 1, let me tell you what the disciples did when the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost were in heaven. What they did was this. Acts 1 and 14 says they met together in the house of God and they began to pour out their lives before the Lord in prayer. Amen. They began to share their anxiety, their fears out. They were genuinely open. Are you with me? Sometimes you speak to yourself and things might change. He'll help. It's okay. If you're emotionally disturbed, he didn't say whether it's because of emotional pain. And emotional pain can be just like physical pain. Are you with me? God might be telling you there is a hurt somewhere which needs to be healed. Are you with me? When you suddenly lose your temper and suddenly anger comes out of you, just check out whether it is because your conscience is seared. There is some guilt deep within inside of you which is not allowing you to face people and face realities and face the difficulties in your life. And just struggle and weighed down by that. It could be just because your conscience is not clear somewhere deep within. There seems to be something which is hindering your relationship with the Lord. Do you hear that? Take it seriously and take it to the Lord in prayer. And say, Lord, here I am. I pour out my soul before you completely. I'm letting you know all that is there within me. This guilt that I carry. This weight that I carry. This burden that I carry. This depression that I feel. I'm pouring it out before you, Lord. I can't act religious when there is a steaming boil inside of me. Do you hear that? Maybe somebody here needs the message this morning. Take it to the Lord in prayer and pour out yourself before His presence. Does not our Bible say that He will never leave us nor forsake us? As not the Lord Himself said, He will never leave us nor forsake us. Take the promise of God. All that the disciples had was the promise of God. And they went before the presence of God and said, Lord, we're going to wait. We're going to wait in faith because of your word. We're going to wait till you show up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. There is Peter who has met the Lord three times sitting there. He might be saying, oh, maybe it might be because of my backslidings. These problems are intensifying. There is Thomas. Is it because I'm doubting all the time? I don't have faith like John. And John sitting there and saying, hey, listen. I'm kind of ambitious. I always wanted a position. Even my mother, I asked her to speak for me. Is that the reason why the Lord is not showing up? Though these thoughts might have gone through all of them because they were men with like passions as we are. Are you with me? But just like the psalmist says, take it to the Lord and pour it out at the feet of the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't understand my feelings. I don't understand my thoughts. I don't understand these problems. The multitudes are against me. There are problems on everywhere. And everything is oppressing me, Lord. I don't understand what's happening in the army, but I come to you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Taking it to the Lord in prayer and letting Him know all that you feel inside. He will listen. Amen. Amen. This poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord inclined His ear and heard him. The word incline means to draw near. Incline. When the poor man cried out in his distress, others might not hear you. People might get offended. But when the poor man cries out to the Lord, amen, the Lord will incline His ear and say, speak, I'm listening to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you lost that truthfulness in the kingdom of God, I wonder? See, the believers are under so much of pressure. They feel guilty when they have problems. Where they have guilt, they have fears when they go through temptations. They really cry and feel miserable when they fall down. They feel accused and tormented. And they suppress it all up. They get depressed and lonely and rejected and anxious, and they just suppress it all up. Maybe I should not show it. Maybe I should not express it. Oh, as a believer, I should not have this. No. You might go through all that, but take it. Be open. Be genuine. Take it to the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Blessed should be the name of Jesus. See, Psalms 42 and Psalms 43 actually go together. Psalm 42 and 43 are good psalms to read when you're going through depression. You hear that? Hallelujah. See, David had three anointings in his life, but still he went through some depression in his life. You hear that? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a good time to read. Well, that's sometimes that is one of my main prayer psalms. But how does he plan to come out of it? Psalm 43 is speaking about the same struggle that he's having. Because again, you find that word, my soul is cast down within me in the fifth verse of the 43rd Psalm. But how he's going to come out is mentioned there. The third verse. O Lord, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. In other words, again, what the psalmist is saying is, Lord, I need another word. I need another rhema. Not the logos. I know the written word. But send me some fresh truth. Amen. Send your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Amen. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God to guard my exceeding joy. And on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. He must have been in the music ministry when he said that. I will praise you with the harp in the temple of Jerusalem once again. For me to get a quick start and back again to the presence of God. All that I need is a word. Truth, Lord, send truth into my heart. Amen. Anybody waiting for a word from God like that? Not from the mouth of the pastor, but from the mouth of the Lord. You don't mind who delivers it to you, but you want the word from God. Hallelujah. It does not matter, are you with me, what the color of his skin might be, whether he's good looking like your pastor, but you need a word from God. Amen. A word from God to set your feet once again on a dance in the altar of God, in the presence of the Lord, in the temple of God once again. Amen. And indeed the Lord brought him back, and so much more, how much more will he bring you back? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's look to Hebrews chapter 11. The 11th chapter of Hebrews. is a chapter on faith. We know that. 32nd verse. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Amen. What a word! What a word! When you look at Hebrews 11, you might say, listen, I'm not an Abraham. I can't associate myself with a Moses. I can't look at somebody else who is, you know, mighty that is mentioned there. I'm not like Noah. You can imagine the righteousness of Noah. The whole world at that time was corrupt. He had a word from God. And for 120 years again, later God did not speak to him. And he worked on that rhema that God had spoken to him. And all through his ministry of preaching, all the souls that he saved was just 8 souls. My God, what a failure by today's standards. Can you imagine that? Preaching for 120 years? When I lack in confidence by looking at the fruit of the ministry, I look at Noah. Righteous like Noah, nobody. He preached the whole 120 years to save 8 souls. Well, you might not be a Noah, you might not be Abraham. You might be a Moses. But look at 32nd verse of Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. The Bible is for everyone. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's for the good, the bad, and the ugly. You might not be a clean Eastern, but still you can make it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 32. What more shall I say, for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon? Gideon? Commending for his faith? When you look at Judges chapter 6, you find the word when the angel of God came to meet him, he was hiding in a wine press, scared of the enemy. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He was just hiding. And God spoke to him and said, God said to him, you mighty man of valor. And he looked at him and said, who else is here? Lord said, no, I'm speaking to you, Gideon. He couldn't understand. The Lord said, I have called you and anointed you to bring about the oppression of the Midianites to an end. He said, I'm the least. I'm the weakest of the clans. I'm a nobody. But God specializes in nobodies. Gideon, I've called you. Amen. He said, Lord, give me a sign. God gave him one sign. He said, give me another sign. God gave him another sign. He said, Lord, give me a sign whereby when I go to the enemy's camp, the enemy should say that you call me. The Lord said, okay, take that sign also. Then he said, Lord, give me a great army. God said, no. Small army. 32,000 people came. Half of them left. 10,000 left remaining. God said, bring it down. 300 people finally. Face the odds. I mean, the odds are against you. Go fight. But he's coming for his faith. You know why? Because even when everything was going wrong around him, he still had the will to continue. And that is what God says was faith was. I thought when I was praying for faith in my life and biblical faith, I said, Lord, I need faith. I need faith. I need faith in Hebrews 11 in my life, and I need that anointing of faith, Lord. And I thought I would fall down on the pot and I would get up as a mighty man. I've fallen down many times, but not on the pot. It's on the way. Are you with me? Faith, sometimes a decision to continue on by trusting the word of God. That is why Gideon was commended. Everything was against him. All that he had was little. He had nothing in himself. The least and the weakest. God said, listen, Gideon. Are you willing to go? He said, I am willing. I don't feel like it. I don't know, but I'm still willing to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the second person that's mentioned there. Barak. You said Barak has got faith. If I was the one writing Hebrews 11, I would have put him out. Aren't you glad it's God who writes Hebrews 11? Amen. Hallelujah. And Barak is finding his way there. Why? See, God said, go, I'm going to deliver Sisera into your hands. He said, I won't go until you send a woman with me. Can you imagine that? Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what he said? Lord, I can't go until Deborah comes with me. But God is putting him there. You know why? For one simple reason. You know why? Why? Because one, he was open about it. And two, he was willing to accept the word of God from whoever it came. Whether it be from a woman, I'm willing to accept it. As long as it is the word of God, I'm willing to accept it. But that's war. In other words, humility or meekness or the willingness to receive the word from whoever God anoints to declare it to you is a sign of faith. You hear that? Did you hear that? Amen. Look at the third person there. Samson? For himself? Anybody? Samson! He's in Hebrews 11. He's present there. See, he was a mighty man. He was faithful Friday, Sundays. But he had problems in his daily life. He had problems in his bedroom. Are you with me? He could consecrate, but he couldn't stay consecrated. Hear that? But he made it there. You know why? Because he believed in the consecration that he had made. Because he's trusted. Come on. Hallelujah. How did we get into Hebrews 11? When we were on wax 1? This is the key. Are you with me? The reason I said that, just that one word was for you to understand about Barak. In Psalms 43 it says, send truth from your holy hill that will get me back to ministering in the temple. Amen? Send truth. Give me the Rhema, the spoken word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Anybody here today? Hallelujah. Come on, church. Well, I shall say about Jephthah too. Judges 11 speaks about Jephthah. He was the son of a harlot. He was a reject from his family. Because his father's sons rejected him. His father had other children through other women. They rejected him. He was rejected out of Israel. He was a social reject. He was a family reject. But again, God specializes in those kind of people. Amen? You might not have a great family name to fall back into. You might be rejected from the society. But let me tell you, God is willing to pick you up and anoint you with fresh oil and to see your life come back to the fulfillment for which He created you. Jephthah found his way into Hebrews 11 because he did not allow his past to hold him from his future. Amen. Amen. What God was saying in Psalm 42 was, the psalmist was always thinking of the good old days. When God said, forget the good old days and look to the days ahead, that's the way for you to come out of your depression. Jephthah did not allow his past to stop him from his future. Don't let your yesterdays keep you from your tomorrows. This is the day to receive the word of the living God upon your life. Out of weakness they were made strong, the Bible says. They were all weak people. They all had great challenges. But they received the truth of God's word. And they allowed that word to confirm them and to lead them. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 1, they waited on the word. They prayed on the word. They worshipped on the word. Amen. Can you imagine that? See, Noah had only one word spoken over his life in his lifetime. Then just 7 days before the flood, God spoke to him and said, now I'm Sanmode, that's all. For 120 years, he lived on that one word. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. On that one word. Today it's become a habit for people to listen to word after word after word and forget their own rhema, word that God spoke to them. See, it is very hard as a preacher. Sometimes I preach, I have to prepare messages for different congregation, for a different place that God sends me to. I prepare messages and allow the messages to be a part of me. And sometimes amidst all the time when God wants you to declare the word over somebody else, it is easy for you to forget the word that God has spoken to you. For me, it is one word. I might have preached 100 million messages. As a matter of fact, you know, I think Stephen Jen was saying the other day we had about 2,500 meetings here. Not 2,500, how many meetings? Well, after the meeting started here, he counted it. It's about 2,500. That's what he said, I hope. It can't be 2,500. Huh? How many meetings? Stephen Jedden? Not Stephen from the Bible, but... Hallelujah, he's not here. But what I'm saying is, you preach a lot of messages, are you with me? But I allow the rhema to stay there in my spirit. That's what keeps me going. It means all the information that you take down into your notebooks and that you try to live up to. Forget not the word that God has personally ministered unto you at one point of your life. Amen. Hear that? The disciples fasted and they prayed on the promise of God. Amen. And the Bible says, when the day of the Pentecost had fully come. Oh, how I love that. Hallelujah. When the day of the Pentecost had fully come, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind in the place where they were seated. Oh, I pray today it will happen so in this house today, Lord. Normal wind you can put out. But when the Bible says a rushing mighty wind, something you cannot put out, You might be sitting there oppressed of the enemy. You might be sitting there kind of discouraged about all your life. But let me tell you, when the rushing mighty wind begins to sweep through in this place. Hallelujah. There is a difference. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Oh, lift your hand and say, Lord, the wind of the Holy Spirit come upon me afresh. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's get to Acts 2 now. See, Acts 20:31 says the word of God was unhindered through Paul. But look at Acts 1. We learned. Look at Acts 2. See, the Acts 1 problem was there were too few. Are you with me? They said we are little, just 120 of us. But in Acts 2, the problem was there were too many. Suddenly 3,000 people are saved and they did not know what to do about it. Can you imagine that? Hallelujah. Some people, when they just come to church and just begin to help out in the beginning, they say, Lord, make me also a minister. And God really honors that prayer. And makes them, and they now say, Lord, get me out of this. Do you understand what I'm saying? The problem in Acts 1 for them was there were too few of them. Acts 2, there were too many. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. But I just give you what they did about the whole thing. When they did not know how to shepherd the church. This is all they did. Forty-two. Those who were gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were adding to them. And this is what they did. They continually steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, continued in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look at that word. They continued. Are you with me? It was just not an idea that seemed good at one time. I thought coming for the fellowship was good at that time when I came in the beginning. It is just not that. They continued. Reading the Bible, it is just not something that they felt inspiration one moment of time. One morning they suddenly had an inspiration to read the word and they read. There could be days like that. But they continued. Are you with me? Amen. In prayers. Now when they had a problem, but they continued. So what? Amen. Hallelujah. In the breaking of bread. Oh, next Sunday we're going to have it in the first service and the second service. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and thank the Lord for that. Amen. Lord, anoint us for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And the apostles' doctrine is the pure word of God. Amen. They continued in it, the pure word of the Lord. See, you have this treasure in earthen vessels. The only thing that gives that fire burning is the fuel, and that's the word. In the pure word. Are you with me? If you don't receive the pure word continuously in your spirit, anyone's fire can die down. Amen. But you need to get to that place where you seek the face of God and say, Lord, Lord, please put that fresh fuel into me. The anointed word into my heart, into my spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Look to John 12, please. The Gospel of John in the 12th chapter. Now, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom he had raised from the dead. They made him a supper. Martha served. Lazarus, one of them who sat at the table with them, Mary took out a costly perfume and anointed his feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Jesus, the head. Lazarus, speaking about resurrection power. Food on the table, speaking about the word of God. Martha serving, speaking about you serving the Lord. Mary worshipping, speaks about your daily worship. That's the key to continue your fire in your hearts. Did you hear that? Jesus being the head. Lazarus, whom you raised from the dead, resurrection power. Amen. That means continuous fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Food on the table. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today instead of the upper room, we have the supper room. Food on the table. Amen. The word of God. Hallelujah. See, you don't eat just once a week, do you? On Sunday mornings, you really have a good meal. Then only next Sunday you have? Nah. You eat every day, don't you? Minimum 3 times. Hallelujah. And if you are a man of faith, maybe more. Hallelujah. How much more the word of God? How many of you know that you cannot live on vitamins? Amen. Daily bread, that book might be good reading it one a page. It's vitamin. Are you with me? But you can't live on that, do you? You take in the word of God and read through. Amen. Oh Lord, put a fresh hunger and thirst inside the heart of your people for your word. Birth it in the spirit of your people, Lord. Oh Rakatanda Sanjala Makarisiya. Let everything that's obstructing them from hearing your word and feasting at your word be removed from their lives this day in the name of Jesus. Have a fresh hunger for your word, O God. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fresh hunger. Feasting at the table. Martha was serving. Are you with me? Little things, but you need to serve the Lord. Mary was worshiping. Amen. With sacrifice. 5 things that was to be taught. Amen. Hallelujah. When you have too little or too huge problems, five things for have a happy home and a good church. These five things. Are you with me? Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, go into a church where the word of God has been given. Go to a place where the life of God and the resurrection power of God is moving. Go to a dead church and you will be like it. I'm not joking. That's the way it is. The scriptural principle. Some of you are wondering where your fire has gone. Hear that? Hallelujah. Once a pastor was called to, for a funeral service and he was supposed to bury someone. And he looked at that when he came in to preach. He said, dead man here has been a member of my congregation for 40 years. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You didn't get it, did you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I don't want to say that about any of you. I like what Wigglesworth, he was full of life and resurrection power all the time. And the way he died too was incredible. He said, Lord, I don't have to die because of a sickness. I don't have to die because of an accident. Lord, let me die closest to the place where I ministered the most, near the pulpit. At the age of 86, if I am right, he walking up the stairs, 20, 30 steps up to the hall to where to preach. He just fell over and went to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Just stepped over into glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you imagine that? Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You need to have resurrection power full like that. Amen. Just stepped over. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at the third one. Acts chapter 3. I'm just going to pray from that word for you today. Acts chapter 3. The third problem that they faced before the word of God was spoken to them unhindered was this. Acts chapter 3. Hallelujah. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms? And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. The sixth word. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Amen. The third problem that they faced was this, the third and sixth word. Silver and gold I have none. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you would leave the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How many of you, that's a genuine problem? Amen. Amen. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Amen. Some of you are here to receive a deliverance from your financial trouble. Are you not? You want the hand of the Lord to move in your finances. And if you were facing Peter and John that day, then they come and say, silver and gold, I have none. Oh, boy. You would say, let's find some other church where they speak the full gospel. Let's go to Crawford Old Ministry or Kenneth Copeland Ministry or somewhere there. Let's get them sitting there. Well, I love those men of God. Please understand me real well. Amen. We believe in divine prosperity too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But there was a problem where they had an insufficiency at times. Silver and gold I have none. Amen. And just look to one more word, please, before I explain that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Second Corinthians chapter, not 4, 6th and verse 10. Second Corinthians 6 and verse 10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As possessing nothing, but in other words, having all things. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The key is here in Acts 3:6. Silver and gold I have none, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Amen. Hallelujah. If you had the Lord with you, wouldn't you have His kingdom with you? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you have the Lord, all that is of the Lord belongs to you. Amen. So Jesus, while He was here on earth, He didn't carry gold and silver with Him much. But let me tell you what He had. He could give a good fish to 5,000 people. Amen. Hallelujah. He will never put you to shame. Are you with me? Amen. He could go into a wedding and He could turn the water into wine and the best wine at that. The best. Amen. Oh, what I need is that anointing in my life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. The anointing of God and the faith of God. That's the gifting. And the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, when God puts up the city, inside the city, a church for us, a building for us, we only have the church, we just not a building, that's all. Amen. Hallelujah. The church is not the building. Are you with me? Amen. The church is the body of Christ when believers gather together. The church or the building is just a structure for them to gather together. Amen. When God puts that up, that will be the biggest one. Amen. Possessing nothing but having it, in other words, everything. I declare it over you in the name of Jesus today. Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give unto you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord, let there arise in the city a place of worship for God's people. Amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Udana Sanjalkara. Ukaratamanam Dulaskiratal Jura Tere Patamana Sanjalda. Ratul Jaradana Sanjalda Karataganasi. Nikuratal Jara Sundal Jara Dene Karatanandul Jara. Oh, hallelujah. Rukatalamda Surachanam Diregatamana Sundal Jara. Rukatalam duram jal katamana sanjol dukaratanasi. Hakamal patkura tira chandala suratina sanjol dara katana sinjalda. Rakatala sanjur dara mikatana sunjal dara katana sandal jaradanasi. Rutal Jaratuna Sanjal Karu Katamana Sinjar Devagaratanandu. Mighty Father, hallelujah. Rugara Talanduraji Sangal Juradana Katamana Sanjulda. O Ratala Sunjal Daragaratana Suljakaratana Suljaragaratamanandis. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Rutalan Jaradira Katamana Sanjuldara. O Ragadala Sanjalda Kuratanda Sunjaldara Katamana Sunjaldara. O mighty Father, hallelujah. Rutala Sanjuldura Katamana Sanjaldara. Oh, hallelujah. Scotland, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you be your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and sing it together. All to Jesus I surrender.
you have I give unto you. What that word means is this: even if you do not have silver and gold, do not worry. What you need is the Lord. If He is there, He will see you through. No matter what your problem is, He will see you through. Hallelujah. Together, I surrender to the Lord.